Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo deplored the detention by Chinese Communist Party authorities of Chinese legal scholar Zhu Zhenggrun, who was reportedly taken from his home on July 6th.
We were deeply troubled to learn this week that the CCP detained Zhu Zhenggrun for criticizing General Secretary Xi Jinping's repressive regime and the CCP's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. He should be released. He was simply telling the truth.
But the truth is something the CCP refuses to acknowledge. Secretary Pompeo said PRC authorities failed to tell the truth about the COVID-19 virus, and now hundreds of thousands of people all across the world are dead.
We need the truth. This is about science, not politics, and the Chinese Communist Party needs to come clean with the world about this virus.
Secretary Pompeo pointed out that the world still does not know the identity of patient zero, that is, the first human being infected by the virus. And while Beijing said the World Health Organization can come into China to investigate the origins of the pandemic, Secretary Pompeo declared, "We need to make sure the right people are there to engage in this investigation, and we need real answers, not a perfunctory political solution." He noted, too, that Beijing claimed for months that it reported the outbreak of the virus to the WHO.
Now we know that's not true, too. We know the WHO's country office in China reported the outbreak only after it picked up a media statement from the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission.
Beijing's lack of credibility about the COVID-19 virus has helped show the world the Chinese Communist Party's true colors, said Secretary Pompeo. And the CCP's deceit is manifest in many areas. For example, he noted, in its preposterous description of Xinjiang's horrific internment camps as vocational training camps, as well as its imposition of a draconian national security law that dramatically undermines Hong Kong's rule of law, despite Beijing's assurances in the UN-filed Sino-British Joint Declaration that Hong Kong would be given a high degree of autonomy. Secretary of State Pompeo said that he is convinced more than ever that the free and democracy-loving peoples of the world will recognize the CCP's dangerous impact both inside and outside the PRC, and will come together in response to preserve sovereign nations operating under the rule of law for the benefit of people everywhere.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.